Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're talking lawn and garden today. Some common crops coming out of the garden right now are winter squash. If your winter squash are beginning to ripen, you may be wondering how to harvest and store. You should harvest all varieties of winter squash when the fruit are fully mature. Mature winter squash have very hard skins that are difficult to puncture with the thumbnail. There's also a perceptible color change when many winter squash are mature. For example, a butternut squash should be harvested when the fruit are uniformly tan in color. Green acorn squash cultivars, the spot facing the ground, changes from yellow to orange is a good indication that the acorn squash is ready to harvest. And spaghetti squash should be harvested when fruit color changes from ivory white to golden yellow. Once you harvest winter squash, you want to handle the fruit carefully to avoid cuts and bruises. These injuries could provide entrances for rot-producing organisms. Cut off the fruit with pruning shears, leaving a 1-inch stem on each fruit. After harvesting, you'll want to cure the winter squash, except for acorn types, at a temperature of 80 to 85 degrees and a relative humidity that's fairly high, around 80 to 85%. Curing helps harden the squash skins and heal any cuts and scratches. You do not want to cure acorn squash, as this process will actually reduce the storage life of acorn squash. Once cured, store winter squash in a cool, dry, well-ventilated location with a temperature between 50 to 55 degrees. Do not store winter squash near apples, pears, or other ripening fruit, as this produces a gas which will shorten the life of winter squash in storage. When properly cured and stored, acorn squash should last about 5 to 8 weeks, butternut squash should last about 2 to 3 months, and Hubbard squash can last up to 5 to 6 months. As we are getting a little moisture this week, after a long dry spell, you may be also starting to think about fall lawn care. With the very dry weather we had, some information about caring for a lawn after a drought spell. First of all, keep in mind that many bluegrass and other lawns go dormant after several weeks of no moisture. Dormancy is a maintenance and survival tactic for grass, and in general, turf grass can remain dormant for about 4 to 6 weeks without suffering significant damage. However, lawns may actually start seeing some dieback if they are dormant for periods longer than 6 weeks. If you are wondering if your lawn survived the drought, if you didn't water, you may want to wait. Normally, lawn will not green up with the first application of water, or rain in this case. A second application of water or additional rain within the next 7 days should help the grass begin to green up 7 days after that first rain, so you may want to watch. If you do not have a full coverage of grass in your lawn still, now is a good time to begin planning to overseed any parts of your lawn that did not do well through the drought. Fortunately, September is a great time to overseed or reseed your lawn, especially if you have any patches that developed during this dry period. If the grass is dead now, it probably won't recover by the end of September, and you'll have missed the best seeding window to reestablish a lawn. So you want to go ahead and overseed by getting the seed planted in the top quarter to half inch of soil. Lightly rake the surface to further plant any exposed seed into the surface. Keep in mind, if you leave seed directly on the surface, it will usually remain too dry and seldom establishes. So you want to water just enough to keep the top inch moist during the first 2 weeks. Start by watering an area for 10 minutes once or twice a day and then adjust as needed. There's no need to soak the soil deeply when you're doing this because the seed should be right on the surface. After the seedlings produce 2 or 3 leaves and are over 1 inch tall, you can reduce the frequency of the watering to every other day and eventually to once a week. And keep in mind, if it is raining, then you don't need to be watering on top of that. It's just if we have another dry spell that you would want to make sure and continue applying moisture to any overseeded areas of your lawn. If your lawn is currently dormant, fertilizing it will not harm it, but the turf grass may not receive the full benefit of the fertilizer and may not green up the way you're expecting it to. If a granular fertilizer remains on the soil surface because of lack of rain, some of the material may actually volatilize or evaporate into the air, so it's probably best to wait until the weather pattern changes and it begins to rain before fertilizing your lawn. Keep in mind that fertilizer applications can be made anytime in September, and even into late October, early November is also an excellent time to fertilize your lawn. Broadleaf herbicides, for that same reason, are most effective when applied to weeds that are actively growing in exceptionally dry conditions. If the leaves of weeds have curled up, herbicides may not have a great chance of sticking to weed foliage, so granular applications of broadleaf herbicide on drought-stressed weeds will be less effective. Broadleaf weeds that are actively growing in dormant lawns can be controlled with a spray application of herbicide. There is low risk of lawn injury when you're spraying these on summer dormant lawns. But again, there is plenty of time to apply broadleaf herbicides to lawns. Keep in mind, again, in Iowa, mid-September to early November is the best time to apply a broadleaf herbicide to control those perennial weeds in your lawn. And again, aerating lawn should be done when the turf grass is actively growing, and aerification is most beneficial when the aerifier is able to remove soil plugs that are 2 to 3 inches long. For that reason, you don't necessarily want to aerate the lawn because the aerifier's metal tubes will have difficulty penetrating the hard, dry soil that we have right now until we get a little bit more moisture. And more importantly, aerating a dormant lawn may harm the grass if the lawn doesn't receive water shortly thereafter, because again, the aerification just actually lets more air into the soil, and so it will cause it to dry out faster unless you continue to water or we continue to get a steady rain. Spring and late summer or early fall are the best times to core aerate home lawns in Iowa, so if you need to aerate your lawn, you may want to wait until next spring. Again, all this information can be found on the ISU Lawn and Garden webpage. If you're looking for a specific topic, you can use the search function and find that information. Of course, you can also give us a call here at the Cass County Extension office. We'd be happy to help you find information related to what's going on in your lawn and garden right now. Our number is 712-243-1132. You can also find us online anytime. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the Extension office, and we'd be happy to help you out. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.